stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Oh my God.
Is that for real?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live in Westchester, Pennsylvania right now, and it is complete mayhem because the entire Jackass crew is here. And not only do we party till the bars close, we party till 5 in the morning at Rex's after hours, and then we have to wake up at fucking 8 in the morning to film. So right now, we have DiCamello, Ryan Dunn, Fat Franz, Novak, of
out
course,
of rehab,
and our guest star, Steve-O. And he has been sipping on beer all day, so he is going to be a lot of fun.
Steve-O is my new best friend, man.
I know. And you know what?
Don't separate us,
you know
bitch.
What? You two met each other at Ryan's club the night before.
I hate him. I
want to
kill him.
And I knew that if you two met, you were either going to really hate each other or
what
really
I said,
like
man.
Each other.
Tell him what I said about him last night. Remember?
I can't remember. I was drunk.
I'm like, yo, why I hate that bitch, man.
Why did you hate
you last night, Steve-O?
What, dude? Like, the only thing was that there was the Navy SEAL who I physically shoved and then poured
oh
a drink on.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's the world's dumbest no-no. And I physically shoved a Navy SEAL. Everyone's like... talking this guy into not kicking my ass, and last night like Novak's feelings were hurt because
I hated you
because I'm sitting there groveling to this he's Navy SEAL, you know, trying to say sorry, and like you know like that was more important to me at the time. Then this other gnarly motherfucker comes up and he's like, oh yeah, dude, I was a sniper in Vietnam, you know, like check out my pictures of all the dead fucking human beings I killed, and he's pulling out pictures. Fucking Zach, the Navy SEAL that I shoved.
Yeah, he should have killed you.
He says, fuck pictures, I got footage. And I'm just thinking, oh my God. I'm sitting here. I was so completely compelled by like the two snipers.
You were so annihilated when you got off the airplane that I took you to Duffer's and I seriously witnessed the whole thing. Zach was talking to Missy and Olivia and Steve-O just walks up with his shirt off. And pushes him for no reason, and then splashes his entire pint of beer right in his face.
And I managed to think it was funny, too. Huh?
Yeah, okay, you thought it was so funny. And, I wanted to kill you. This is my best friend you're talking about.
But this is the thing. Zach came up to me, and he's like, dude, I'm so pissed off. I'm going to murder Steve-O. He just splashed a beer in my face, and I'm going to kill him. What am I going to do? I'm like...
And then he said...
And I thought about it. I'm like, well... If you didn't knock him out right away,
exactly.
It's been 5 minutes, so it's too late. Now you have to get revenge in 3 days from now. So
whammy.
I calmed him down a little bit.
Exactly what you want.
The only reason why he waited was he came over to me. He's like, all right, well, Steve-O just pushed me and poured a drink on me. And
Zag is done, good friend.
And will I be able to come into work tomorrow if I knock him out? I'm like, yeah.
Are dead.
The only way to ever leave this over flooded by the storm. An entanglement in hell you brings your fear in 54. And that one supports the cause to leave the blood stay in the veins.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone?
I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio show now.
Nah.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
Oh, this show just had the potential to be the best show ever, hey, but instead, we got fucking cut off. What happened?
The shareholders are not pleased.
I think the fact that I live in the middle of nowhere, my satellite sucks, so sometimes it gets, like, disconnected. But it's just so annoying because I had so much good new songs that I wanted to play, and we just heard fucking free
now. Steve-O's dad just stole his stocks.
My cell phone doesn't even work here, and we're broadcasting worldwide.
You know what,
least my problems.
I follow it, but when you got the goddamn number one show on Sirius, they need to make it work.
Hey, dude, you want an attaboy sticker or something?
I don't even get paid. Right.
Why don't you pat, can someone go over there and pat Novak on the back?
Yo, Bam.
You want to celebrate all night or you want to do a show?
Yo, Bam, your radio show is so good because of me. I don't even get paid, so go ahead and fire me, bitch.
So I'm kind of in the dark over here.
Oh, shit.
Ape. Novak, if you could just keep the satellite control.
Ape just showed up and, dude, we had the potential to have the best show ever. And then... Because I live in Poughkeepsie in the woods because you made me buy this fucking house.
Bam, you're bitching and moaning, and this is the fucking best radio show ever. And I've got beef with you, pal.
Oh,
beef.
Shit. You're going down, bitch.
Uh-oh. I'm going to say, like, okay, like, you know, we do Jackass the movie, right? Bam makes more money, all right? Like, you know, I mean, that hurts. All right, and then...
That hurts. Why does that hurt?
What? I mean, whatever. Like, when I meet Bam, his fucking skateboards are outselling Tony Hawk's skateboard.
My God,
right?
It's not a pissing contest.
That hurts.
Stop sucking Hawk's dick.
Bam and I both have Napoleon complexes, right? I mean...
No.
Don't suck Bam's dick now.
Abe, would you agree with that?
Stop sucking Bam's dick, Steve.
He's not talking about height. He's talking about pocketbook.
It shouldn't be jealousy when you see me jump off of six stories in a pool. It should be motivation for you to one-up.
That's exactly what it is. Exactly. The first time that I ever laid eyes on CKY2K, we were already famous on TV. I happened to be on Liquid Acid, my bro is...
Keep going.
Ape, meet Steve-O.
So my brother,
welcome to the Steve-O show.
Have you heard of it?
Well, no, because my bro is making this porno, right? This really gnarly,
I love this guy.
It's really gnarly porno, and I'm on Liquid Acid watching CKY2K, like, and I'm sitting there just becoming so jealous of Bam Margera, you know, that I'm just like, I go into my bro's bedroom, like, mid-thrust.
Boring! Next song!
I want to hear it. New York, tone the music down, because this is serious business.
Man, I go into my bedroom, and then my bro's like, mid-thrust, and I'm like, yo, dude, pack it up, dude. I'm going to get my camera, fucking two angles. I'm going to go get my fucking stilts. And so we go out onto this gnarly drawbridge, and I'm 10 feet tall on stilts, and I'm like, this is stilts off bridge, you know? Like, I literally was so fucking jealous of Bam Margera that I threw myself off the bridge while 10 feet tall on stilts. And, I mean, you can't beg for knee surgery more than that. When I saw Bam jump off the sixth-floor balcony, I was so fucking jealous that, like, I go and jump out of an airplane with no parachute in the ocean. And that's exactly what it is. It's, like, sheer jealousy, which motivates healthy competition.
But look at you now. You're fucking
and
Paris.
When I came up to you.
Paris.
The problem was... You jumping out of the plane was so fucking gnarly, but you hired a blind guy on a pogo stick to fucking film it, so it looks like shit.
I handed my cocaine-addled friend a VHC video camera.
VHS.
I'm about to jump out of a plane with no parachute, and he says, dude, why does the screen say congratulations on it?
Oh my God.
Like, you can set it to say happy birthday.
It said congratulations on the bottom. Ape. What do you think of Steve-O's drinking and drug habits?
Well, you know what? I got to say, since the last time we filmed the last movie, your whole voice has changed.
Has it?
What does that mean?
I don't know. What does that mean?
It's getting huskier.
Maybe
and
it's
sexier.
Too much of the
It's all the semen in Westchester.
Or you know what I'm thinking? Maybe you've screamed so much and your voice is gone.
It's exactly right.
Because you've thrown yourself out of so many windows and bridges. And
the Westchester semen treats them wrong.
I'm ready to throw myself off a bridge.
I know.
For the other reason.
I think that Steve-O,
your mom is very beautiful and insightful, and I jerk off thinking about it
easy,
all the time.
Easy.
Fuck easy.
Bill's gonna beat your ass.
Where's Phil at right now?
Bill's gonna murder you.
Bill will beat your ass, dude.
How could that not be construed as a compliment?
You say you jerk off.
You know what?
You're a beautiful woman,
my God.
And I find you attractive, and it affects me. And
you're sick.
Oh, dude.
You're done with it.
You better watch out for Phil, man.
You're kind of offending me. That's my honorary mom.
That offended me. I'm hell.
Well, I'm doing a photo shoot with Mark.
You're doing what?
I'm doing a photo shoot with Mark. That's why I'm here.
Oh, we have Mark Weiss here. He shoots for
awesome.
He shot the Twisted Sister cover and all this Motley Crue shit, which is Steve-O's favorite band. So
my
now,
God. My religion.
And who are you more best friends with now, Novak or Mark?
You know, like, Mark, I like him taking my picture. Like, I like everybody taking my picture. I like to know that Mark's going to take great pictures that are going to go down in rock and roll history. But the pictures are going to be of me and Novak making rock and roll
69
history.
69 dicks. What are we shooting next?
Then
we're shooting next.
Novak and I talked about laying down in, like, 69, and
we're going to kiss dick tips.
Not sucking, but just giving
we're gonna
the,
kiss
head, the head of the penis. And then a few stories that Novak told me caught up to me, and I realized that I'm not going anywhere near touching his dick.
Abe, I found my new best friend, Abe, Steve-O.
your new brother.
I'm not gonna kiss Novak's dick.
I'm kissing yours, bitch.
I want your permission, Abe, to kiss Phil's dick.
That's not even a stunt. It's just a gay porno.
I don't think Phil's going to give you permission to do that.
Can I just give it a little kiss?
I don't even want to be in the same state as you guys, let alone the same room.
I love
room.
You, Abe. It's wonderful to see you.
Good. I'm glad.
My inappropriateness is only for money.
Well, I've been surrounded by inappropriateness all day, all week, all month, all year.
I'm just trying to make a big deal. I'm just trying to make Bam richer so I can be more jealous. So I can go film more great shit.
Abe, what do you think about the six dicks branded on my ass?
Giving away skids.
I think you're an idiot because not only that, you're not allowed to say that.
You know what sucks?
No, we have not signed confidentiality agreements that they want
Here's
us to sign.
Here's what I'll say. I'm not saying one
New
thing.
New York cut
Here,
that.
I'll clear you. Big infectioni.
I know. That's what Novak was telling me about.
You know what sucks so bad, though? Like, I like to find out what I did for the whole week and talk about it in serious radio.
I
can't tell all the good fucking
shit that we've
been getting.
Let's talk about Miami.
I am talking
we
about...
We will soon.
I think Bam and I both have...
Right. Shut down.
Bam and I have an equal
Don't be shit
level.
Goose, faggot.
Like, we want to fucking brag about this shit. That's the difference between you and me, Bam. It's like when...
He's got money, you don't, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh!
You know, we can say about the movie? We can say that it's better than the first
one.
I know. So that's what I was scared about. I was like, dude, how are we going to top the first one? Like, I don't want it to be like, dude, this is... We've already been shooting for 20 days, and it's already for sure better than the first one.
I can't even watch the first one anymore. You know? I see the hair clippers, you know? And I'm like, why wasn't that a tattoo gun? You know, like...
You know what I hate? That goddamn Dirty Sanchez show.
Dude, I never watched it.
They do everything that you...
They do everything that CKY and
Wild Boys do.
The only time I've ever seen it in my life was yesterday, because it was right after the last Wild Boys show.
Dude, they suck dick, man. Dirty Sanchez, you guys are lame. Hang it up, man.
Well, I mean, do what you do. I mean, I'm glad
they're making money. I mean, I make money off riding your coattail. Okay, cool.
Oh, my God. But, here's Novak, all right? And he says, Steve-O, dude, man. Like, I mean, we didn't Novak.
I didn't say dude, man.
Right.
You said dude, man.
Yeah. Novak and I are pretty much like the kings of fucking regrettable tattoos, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, dude, I see the dude's fucking missionary style. Like, missionary gay style.
Steve-O's got a dick flying out of it.
You know, and like, we are, that's what Novak tells me. He says, Steve-O, we're so similar in so many ways, but I'm like you, like, when you got your start. And then, you know, and I'm thinking, dude, you're breaking my heart, Brandon, you know, and fucking
don't
say that.
Don't make it romantic,
bitch. Don't say that, you know, because, you know, and then what I realize is, like, you know, that's why you gotta stay away from the fucking heroin, bro.
I mean, where'd that come from?
But you know what? I know it sounds sad, but, like,
nah, but dude, don't worry, man.
The fact that he's, like, been on heroin for 10 years straight, like...
It wasn't 10 years straight.
All right, it was seven.
Seven.
Yeah. But
clean for three.
Same thing.
I mean, it's still fucking horrible. Every fucking day for 7 years, it's... it's kind of good because he'll do fucking anything right now. Like,
oh, my
he
God.
Threw,
he's
he took his morals papers and he chucked them right
what's
out
the window. What's good
about that? I don't think he ever...
What's good about that? I'll say Novak. Dive off of this five stories into this little bush and you're probably going to wind up breaking your neck. And he's like... Well, what the fuck do I got to lose?
You know,
like,
the thing is,
that's good.
I don't want money.
It's funny to watch.
I don't want money. I want coverage, which equals pussy.
Yeah.
The paycheck. Yeah, just give me pussy.
He's hungry for fame and STDs.
I got STDs. Just give me fame now.
And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? He's not lying.
Whammy.
All right, check this out. Okay.
Whammy.
Okay, no.
Everybody, Steve-O's talking.
Okay, check this out. When a guy gets released from prison, right, asking him if he got his ass raped, you know, with a cock when he was in prison, is the exact same thing as a woman asking her significant other if she looks fat in the dress she's wearing. Of course the answer is no. Of course the answer is no. Everyone that comes out of prison says, fuck no, I didn't get fucked. But, you know, So what I'm saying is when someone shoots heroin for years, it's like the answer to the question, do you have AIDS? Of course it's going to be no. except Novak probably say yes.
Novak. I just want to say I'm so... effing confused after that whole thing.
It made sense, actually. And you
I'm
know
just
what?
An idiot.
And Novak, have you got humped by any dudes since jail?
That's a no.
No. Not since jail. What do you got? I came out from jail. I like it.
I love it.
We're friends now. We're partying. Party. So look.
Dude, these two are going to get 1 hour of sleep in the next, like, 7 days.
BBF right now.
So, I already know.
These guys are best buds forever.
I'm going to kill myself.
Boyfriend for now.
Boyfriend for now. BBFN.
Yeah,
I found Novak. He's the one.
The price is right, bitch.
The one for tonight.
But you know what's funny is I hated Steve-O last night. I wanted to fucking slice his throat, man.
Why? Yeah, why were your feelings
I like him so much tonight, man. Like,
I cared more about pictures of dead bodies than him.
No, I don't know. I just didn't like him, dude.
Novak, why were your feelings hurt?
We already been through that.
Yeah, tell him. Tell him again, Steve-O.
He felt a little bit neglected because I was more worried about apologizing to the Navy SEAL that should have killed me and looking at dead bodies.
Oh, my God.
So, whatever. All right. Yeah, fuck.
I seriously think that you had the quote of the century last night.
Well, he was so
hammered. This girl comes up. He kept taking his fucking shirt off, and the Duffer's bouncer would come up. And he would be so nice. He'd be, Steve, I know, like, you guys are, like, you know, having fun and stuff like that, but I'm going to get fired if I don't tell you to put your shirt back on. And he'd be so nice. He'd be like, oh, yeah, cool, dude. Yeah, no worries. Yeah. And then he'd put his shirt back on. The second the bouncer would walk away, he'd take it back off. He did it 10
Cheers.
Times.
Cheers.
But,
I don't remember
but
one of them. I do
during
not.
The shirt being off, some girl goes up to you, and the big tattoo of yourself on your back, she goes, oh, my God, how much did that tattoo cost? And he goes, cost? Shit, it made me rich. And then he just walked away.
Great analogy.
Analogy? Kidding me? I charged way more than the fucking asshole that did it to me. I wanted at one point to say that I concede that every single thing you see me do in Jackass the movie, I did because I felt like it, because I enjoyed it, because that's what I do. Except get myself tattooed to myself. So that I can call myself professionally conceited. Hey, anybody see me in the tabloids lately?
I'm so hot right now. I'd rather say he's going to shit because of his eyes.
Are you even still talking to Cole Richie?
Dude, I'm practically...
Are you fucking her or what, bitch?
Dude, I'm practically Hollywood's new It Boy.
Yo, tell the story again how you jerked off in her bed.
Not only did I not fuck, I was so worried. I was so worried about not being chased around by paparazzi with Nicole Richie that I didn't want to, like, overwhelm her with an inappropriate advance, you know? Mm. Like, I never even tried to fuck her. But there was one time when she... I'm so dumb. Ha! Ha! Whoops. Okay, did I say that? Oh, let me continue. Okay, so she invited me over, right? And it's like I'm going to crash over for the night. And it's like we were, you know, chilling in the bed, you know. Like, she passes out. And so I just start tugging, dude, you know. I fucking yanked out. I yanked out three solid loads.
Oh,
in
my
her bed.
God. And was she asleep?
She was awake for the second two. So imagine how creepy that is. Like, me, like, lurking over Nicole Richie, like, jerking off.
Oh, my God.
While she's sleeping.
Were you thinking Nicole?
You know, and then it was just, like, it got crazy. The tabloids got onto it.
Did you know that we're live on air right now and everybody just heard?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, everybody. Although my dad does have a great deal of my money invested in Sirius, you know. And
you said that already.
Like, no, I didn't. We're talking about the radio shit, dude.
Don is so fed up right now. Don's just answering emails on his BlackBerry right now because he's so fed up.
I'm not fed up.
Yeah, dude, and I'm pretty likable right now.
Anybody that wants to talk to us, call 877-PORNBAG and tell him how much of a fucking dipshit Steve-O is.
To answer everybody's question, sorry, but if I had to choose between fucking Nicole Richie
or
and
no
being in all the tabloids, I chose the tabloids. What up?
Yo, kick a verse from your new rap.
Wait, you can't just kick a verse from your new rap without explaining that he has a new rap.
What made you want to rap?
Well, I mean, 50 Cent bringing me on rap tour, you know, the G-Unit. Like,
rap tour.
Dude, well, no, you see, the thing was, it was back in July 2004. This is like fucking almost 2 years ago. And like, I actually had like Who Kid 50 Cent's DJ. He's like got a hold of me and got me to come into the studio. So I walk in there. The first thing when I turn the microphone on, the first thing out of my mouth, I say, you know, I don't have a racist bone in my body, but I like to consider myself a nigger.
Oh my God.
Whoa, yeah. No N-words. Definitely not.
Well, I mean, you know what, dude? Like, I mean, I'm proactively against racism. What can I say? You know? So then it's just like, I'm like, oh, yeah, well, you know what, Ja Rule? That little fucking faggot doesn't even deserve the attention 50's nice enough to give him. You know? And I'm like, I'll fucking kick his ass and all this shit.
Did 50 Cent actually like you?
Yeah, totally. 50 loves me. Dude.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's like me and 50 racing in the steps of
How good a friend are you with 50?
I just can't see 50 Cent being down with you.
Yeah, we should call 50 and see if he likes Steve O.
Let's call him right about now.
Yeah, he'll be so stoked. I'm sure he's listening, just like everyone else. It's like being on MTV2, I feel like. and let me just point out that, like, what with, you know, Jackass movie comes out, and then it's like, oh, what are these? Two Jackass spin-off shows. You got Viva La Bam, you got Wild Boys, you know, and it's like, regardless of what the ratings were through the seasons, it was Wild Boys that got fucking kicked off of MTV and moved to MTV2, and Viva La Bam continues on MTV2. So in the eyes of the world, it's like, wow, Steve-O and Bonnie's got canceled. and Bam didn't. So it's like Bam wins, you know? And that hurts, you know? I mean, that fucking...
Bam wins. Tell me how you really feel.
I feel fucking like you're a dick because you have a radio station in your house. This is like an actual fucking radio station. Jerk.
Yeah, a radio station that cuts out, and then we start hearing bluegrass shit.
I know. You can put on headphones and listen to yourself talk all day long, dude. And I don't even own a house. I don't own a car. I fucking... Jesus Christ.
Well, that's like, by choice, not because you don't have the money.
Yeah, I know. Well, whatever.
I love you spend the money on something else.
I love how Dunn's just so fed up.
Dunn is such I hate the world motherfucker. Ryan Dunn is the quintessential suicide bomber. He hates the world. Like right now, you had strapped yourself probably like a bomb just to kill me.
And no, not to kill you, to kill myself. It's not just you. It's just my unimpressedness with the whole scenario of life.
Enough about you.
Welcome to the Steve-O Show, everybody.
Dunn fit in like five sentences. And then he goes,
yo, could you imagine a tour with Steve-O and Dunn? Oh, my God. Oh,
we did a blast.
How did Ryan Dunn and Steve-O get along for a European tour?
We got along great.
How?
That's entertaining. Like him and I together.
We only hung out together on stage for like an hour, and I was talking about myself the whole time.
Yeah, so it was the easiest job.
Then Dunn's back there.
It's the easiest job I ever had because they're like, I'm going to pay you to go on tour with Steve-O. And I'm like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I don't know. I'll just hang out. So Steve-O, just for about a half hour, of course, what he does best is talk about himself. And I stood in the back and practically just waved hi to everybody.
Yeah, honestly, my tour consisted of about five stunts. Like, Don did one, and then it was just...
I actually think during one show, I ate a sandwich.
I did. Hey, man, you know, like...
Everybody was super impressed.
I love reading about myself in the tabloids. In the tabloids, I read, Steve-O, known to promote his Don't Try This At Home tour, promotes his tour by saying, quote, I will be drunk or on drugs or your money back. Yeah!
And we're all very proud of you.
I know, dude. My dad's really riding me pretty hard. He's trying to get me to diversify my image.
Diversify? What do you have to diversify? We're all just shit.
I'm actually a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, I know. I know you like to flaunt it. Anytime you have a chance to speak, you're going to say something.
Dude, you're like... Steve-O reminds me kind of like Don Vito because, like... Don Vito is always, like, coming in hot, on fire. Like, party is always happening. It could be 9 in the fucking morning. And if Don Vito goes to the mall and, like, a fan sees him, like, he's not like, yo, what's going on, man? Like, he'll be like, oh, Jesus Christ!
Exactly, dude. Somebody asks me if I can get a picture. I'm like, I haven't had my fucking picture taken in like a fucking hour. God damn it, took you long enough.
Dude, you're so fucked up. You're so muffed up when you got off the airplane that when you came into the bar, me and you were talking and it was a pretty serious conversation.
We were talking about how we hate Jen Revell. Sorry, dude.
This girl comes up. Such a fan. She's like, I'm the biggest Steve-O fan. Like,
I'm the biggest fucking Steve-O fan. I'm the biggest fan.
You go, you just go, no, fuck off right now. I'm talking about. She's like, but I'm your biggest fan. No, fuck off. Seriously, I'm talking. Like, seriously, fuck off. Like, you just told your biggest fan to fuck off.
She's not even top fucking 100,000, dude. She doesn't know to come up to me and say that she's my second biggest fan. You know? Like, if you slow down the credits to the documentary I made about myself.
I made about myself.
Not some editor was like, you know what? I think Steve-O's interesting, and I'm going to make a documentary about him. He just made one about himself.
Steve-O's currently working on his own E! True Hollywood story.
Yeah, no, I wrapped it, dude.
He's
going
to send it in to E!
I got this taken care of for you guys. The thing is, none of it's on the awesome. TV. So in the credits, I slow down. Like, the credits, like...
Dude, I'm so fucking awesome, dude.
Let me tell you. Yeah, dude.
No, last night he walks into the bar, like the first time he even comes to the West Coast.
I hate him.
No, listen. I'm just calmly playing pool with somebody I don't even know, and I'm enjoying my game. Steve-O walks right in, grabs a pool cue out of the guy I'm playing, and balances it on his head with his shirt off. That's how we entered our town. That was his big entrance.
Yeah, at least I didn't grab the balls and juggle them. I could juggle four fucking balls. I went to clown college.
You sound like Andy McDonald.
I'm surprised you didn't.
I know. That's a good way to get your ass kicked.
Now you say that. Now I know tonight we're going to be the bar to be juggling the ball.
Game on.
I can't explain how many times I've walked into a bar and then I look over and I just see Steve-O, like, just raging it up, balancing a fucking chair on his nose, and then he does a backflip afterwards.
Yeah. And then I go in the bathroom and antique myself.
Steve-O and Novak meeting each other are the perfect mix. Steve-O's like juggling, and then Novak's naked on the bar right behind him. It's like a perfect show.
Dude, you two are going to be hell.
Yes.
Oh, man, wait till we go to the bar, dude. It's going to be, oh, my God.
Wait till you guys go to the bar.
You can tell me
about it tomorrow.
You're not coming out with us, bro.
F no. Dude, I'd rather be home sucking sand off my brother's dick than out with you guys.
You really don't want to hang out with us?
I love you all individually, but all together, no. I'd rather die of gonorrhea and rotten hell.
I'm not that bad right now.
No, you're great, but these guys... No, the two... The Novak and Steve-O together is just a combination of hell. The bosom buddies
over
here.
I'm going to draw a picture of you two on buses going to hell, because that's what's going to happen.
Ryan Dunn would rather wear down grip tape with his mid-shaft.
What is it? What'd you say?
You would rather wear down grip tape with your mid-shaft.
Oh, that would hurt like a bitch.
Do it for the next Jackass kid.
How much?
That hurts. If I touch grip tape in my dick, it would be
You'll
gone.
You'll get pussy out of the deal.
How much?
When your scabby dick heals, you can't
even fuck with my dick fucking skinned to death.
Yeah, but if you wait a week, then it'll heal, and then you can hump more girls.
Grip tape, like jerking off of grip tape, you mean?
Yeah.
Yo.
Bam's dick is a little wider, but
$2,500, jerk off of grip tape.
Mine's longer.
That hurts, man. Shit. Steve-O. In the beginning, when you were still juggling fucking balls with the circus, would you jerk off with a grip tape for?
In the beginning,
remember when you were in that goddamn flea market circus?
You know, when we were talking about how many STDs you have, Novak.
No, keep it focused on you, man.
Yeah, but Steve-O, they're gone now because I took.
What did you take?
I took interferon.
I took interferon. I had Hep B, but it's gone now. I swear.
Do you believe me, Steve-O?
I believe that you have STDs, yeah, dude. Like, you know, and like, you. See, Novak asked me, he goes, dude, do you actually wear rubber shoes, man?
I talked to him about sex, because he's like...
Yeah, Steve, I got Hep A, B, C, rabies, scabies, you name it, I got.
So he says, do you wear rubbers? And I go, well, actually, you know, it's not that I'm a really responsible guy, Novak. What it is that I'm a premature ejaculating motherfucker, you know? And like,
he really said this.
You know, and
you
like,
are a two-pump chump.
I am so... Amazing. I'm like the cheetah.
Any girl you take home, as soon as you put it in, you're done.
Wait. I'm already on the phone bragging to my friends about it. Like, or
Steve-O, you were born with a shovel and just started digging.
Exactly.
Listen to the things you say about yourself.
I know, exactly. I love it, dude. So it's like.
He's just digging, dude. He's halfway to China right now.
So that's what I'm talking about. It's like, you know, like, you know, I grab for a condom, like, immediately. To try to like help me with my stamina, you know? It's like I don't want to fucking.
Why don't you double bag it?
I don't want to. I've never tried that shit.
Well, you should start now.
But it's like, you know, but when I buy it, it's like I want like the extra strength, like, you know, extra thick, like, you know, like high risk condoms, you know, like, you know, so that I can feel like the least I can feel.
Real quick. Hold on. Steve-O, Joey from Michigan has, he wants to know a really funny question, but I'm going to play Dope Stars right now, and it's track one, and then we're going to come back and talk to Joey. So this is Radio Bam. No, I'm sorry.
This
Radio Steve-O.
Here's
28.
That's the best show ever, dude. We go with the feeling like I'm so not that gone and gone by the asshole. And you sound thin, no, you know. We'll be right back.
we're going hot right now.
Come on for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
I love how Don sweats, like what gets said more.
Welcome back to the Steve-O Show, ladies and gentlemen.
we're talking shit, and it's like Ryan Dunn's sitting there, and he's like, oh, no, don't talk about Dr. Robert. Like, he's so excited. He's like the no-fun police over here. You don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. No, I give a fuck.
You can't talk shit about Jennifer Bell and her credit cards and shit?
No.
Steve-O is drunk.
It's just a sore subject.
I'm sorry, bro.
This is supposed to be like a comedy show. I don't want to talk about that or think about it.
Even though we were laughing so hard in Florida. I really was just kidding.
But I must say that, Dico, you have to shut up over there, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's my beef.
He's using cigarettes as building blocks, like Lincoln Logs.
He's drawing pictures of Raekwon on quarters right now.
He's basically autistic, you know? Instead of being able to read, like, an entire Yellow Pages in one, like, go, like, he's just the most talented person in the world, you know? When Jack gets the movie, the first one, when we did it, it comes out that Brandon DiCamillo has declined to be a principal cast member in the movie. You know, a movie deal with bona fide, like, good faith back end. You know,
what is good faith?
And we got paid what they said they'd pay us. You know, but you said I don't want to be paid. And Brandon DiCamillo's logic is
I just worked 2 days.
You got paid though on a week rate as a SAG union, like, yeah, low life, and you know,
that's
like,
I am, bitch.
DiCamillo is a fucking genius who just doesn't give a shit. Dico, if you come over here, we're taking a photo shoot for Rolling Stone. Everybody's gonna see it. It's so good publicity for you.
I gotta go to Kmart and get some tiles. I don't think I'm gonna make it today, but you know, maybe tomorrow. Like,
dude, he goes to Kmart he would rather go to Kmart to take shits than to come over and get publicity.
He gave up Jackass 1 because he didn't want to upset his street hockey schedule. And that's the truth.
That is seriously the truth.
How much pussy did he give up?
And the second truth is he didn't want to do Jackass because he didn't want to hear Klepper say, get in the van anymore.
And
like, that really got on his nerves. And then thirdly, he
was a Chargers fan. What?
He didn't want to see dudes in suit and ties.
This is it.
Didn't want to see dudes in suit and ties at MTV getting a brand new Ferrari because of...
I really don't want to fly around.
And he hates airplanes.
He says, man, I'm not going to make more money for those fuckers in suits and ties, man. Fuck them. And so I say, all right, Brandon, like, I got an idea. Why don't you make no money for anyone? See where that
gets
you.
The thing is, it sucks because... They're gonna get their money anyway. Dudes sitting behind desks are always gonna wind up with the money anyway. Is all Dico could have done with Jackass 1 was make it funnier. It sold the same amount of copies that it was going to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yo, Bam. So PJ just Knoxville just emailed me and asked if Steve-O was doing the show.
Is Knoxville listening?
Yeah. And he said, so Steve-O's on the show. I'm like, yeah, it's Steve-O's show right now. And he replied with. Tell Steve-O this just in. Two cheerleaders and a bag of booger sugar are waiting for him loitering around 200 block of Westchester. I bet he takes off running.
Nah, dude, I'm off the booger sugar. I would fuck the bitches, though.
Yeah, but you'd be a two-pump chump, so you wouldn't fuck any bitches. It would be one bitch, two pumps.
Very, very, very unsatisfied bitches.
Yeah.
Do they get mad at you when you just finish so quick?
Yeah, dude, I have, like, the first time when I lost my virginity, like, it was standard issue, like, are you already done? You know? And it was like, well, yeah. You know, like, and then, like, throughout my career. I've heard, what about me?
Oh.
All right, I've heard, are you fucking kidding me?
And then the
norm, you know, all the time I hear, is that all?
Why don't you eat them out for a long time and then hump them?
I practically do sometimes.
Steve, after you're done screwing them for 12 or 13 seconds, don't you ask them to huggle afterwards?
Yeah, big time.
Why don't you just do foreplay for like 40 minutes and then hump them? At least they get, you know, a little
bit. Dude, because then I got my fucking boxers glued to my leg.
Come on, are you serious? You would finish eating a girl out?
Yeah, I'm fucking ready to go, man. If she doesn't want to fucking tug my dong, then I will.
good logic. You can't fight that logic.
Exactly, man. I reserve the right to rub my cock myself if I want to. That's what I did in Nicole Richie's bed.
You are a class act, Steve.
I feel like an angel right now.
Dude, we have so many motherfucking phone calls.
Let's take some.
I want to talk to Joey, but there's a lot of really good ones.
Take whatever you want.
But
you're the boss.
But one is completely worth this.
Take it.
It says JW from Texas. Getting stoned listening right now. That's it.
Let's talk
to him. I want to talk to Joey because he wants to know about Steve giving... Let's hear what he has to say.
Oh, with the whippets?
Well, I don't know, man.
Jesus.
We were talking to him, psychic.
Joey, you there?
Yeah.
What are you doing? It's a Steve-O show, sir.
Can't wait.
Make it quick.
Can't wait.
Okay, I want to ask about one episode when you said that you went over to Steve-O's once and he gave you some pills.
Me?
I know. Bam. I was probably saying about how I get bammed.
Me?
Yeah.
Bam. Oh, yeah, bam. Probably.
Yeah, well,
I gave Bam his first ecstasy pill, and he only took a half of it. This is like years and years ago, back when Bam was a sweet kid, you know? And Bam was like, I can't believe you took one and a half of these.
Did you know that I didn't start drinking?
Did that voice.
No, I didn't start drinking until I was actually 21.
I know, dude. You were the genuinely sweetest kid.
I didn't slow down until I was 21.
You were kind of like Evel Knievel. Like, Evel Knievel was like, okay, alcohol is cool. Like, as long as it's not against the law, then it's cool. So, like, every pill, no matter what it looks like, that Knoxville hands over, you know, it's like,
oh, dude, well, it's I would like, just throw it into the river. Yeah. Oh, we are talking to Joey, so let's...
Not me, dude. I'm pretty much hopped up on amphetamines right now.
Yeah. Steve-O has the longest...
It's so absurd, but it's hilarious.
Steve-O has the longest answers
ever. I love it.
you can ask where you're at, and you can write a book about it.
Yeah, and have a good time doing it.
Oh, yes.
Joey, did we answer your question?
Yeah, pretty much.
I forgot we were on the radio.
You know what?
Let Joey answer.
Hold on. All right, Joey. Take it easy, because we have to... You know what? I'm listening to... JW Texas getting stoned listening right now. It's so worthless, but you know what?
It's going to be great.
Let's fucking talk to him.
Yeah.
He's got to be so worthless.
Yeah. Yo, JW.
Nah, dude. Someone's
stoked. Yeah. Are you high right now?
Yeah. I wasn't.
Tell us more.
Tell me you're in the bathtub.
Where you at?
What? I'm in Texas.
And no shit, dipshit.
It says Texas, asswipe.
Man, I'm right in the goddamn heart of goddamn Texas, in the fucking heart.
Hey, dude, how many times did you jerk off today?
Man, shit, four.
Man,
I was drinking a vodka tonic earlier, and I nutted in it, and then I chewed it.
Did you get pussy today?
Yeah, no, fucking jerked off four times.
I was getting pussy.
Yeah, you were.
I knew this would be a good phone call.
That was the best response ever.
Where? I'm getting fucking drunk, man. I ain't getting no fucking pussy, man.
Are you fat? I live. I drink.
I'm like a fucking battleship. I got a fucking ass like a barrel.
Yeah, me too, bro.
You single?
Dude, I'm like, I can see my mom's kid every now and then.
Dude, you're on so much weed right now, aren't you?
Yeah, well,
hey, dude.
What, y'all want to smoke, man? I got
money. Yeah,
you want to smoke? You're in Texas. What are you going to do,
I'll fax it over. I'll send you fucking...
Yo, you're driving right now?
Fax me some weed. Dude, don't worry, I got it.
Are you driving right now, or are you at home?
No, dude, I got a DWI, man. I'm a fucking wild.
How many do you have?
Three.
Three!
That's a felony,
congratulations.
Dude.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so you're getting your ass raped in prison.
I'm more of a fucking criminal than that Novak, dude. Where's my needle?
Where's my needle? Yo, straight up, where am I needle?
Dude, the worst thing about my conversation with Novak.
We used to stick them up our butts, man. You fucking plug them up.
Why did you put up your butt?
Huh?
Dude, the scariest thing about Novak.
Fucking stick them up your fucking pee.
Hey, I love this guy.
Hold the phone, Texas. Hold the phone, Texas. I'm about to get hot. I'm talking to Novak, and I go, well, you know, because I'm thinking, how do you address, like, shooting up heroin, you know, with a recovering heroin addict? You know, it's kind of an awkward situation. So I'm sitting there, and I say...
Oh, here we go.
I say, well, I guess if you're a prostitute, you're probably pretty good about condoms, right? I mean, like you're like cool with needles, right? And he says, nah. Like, nah. Share needles like it ain't no thing. And it's like... Dude, I'm just saying, dude. Hey, I'm not going to pour it on the floor right now. I'm pouring it in my mouth.
From now
on. Novak.
From now on. Yo, Steve.
You ain't dead yet, pal.
Right, yo, Steve. Hey, JW, we got to hang up on you right now, but thanks for calling because it was good. But, yo, JW just made me realize from Texas that, you know, I always look at what people have to say, you know, and, like, getting stoned listening right now sounds so worthless, but
when you talk to him,
from now on, I'm going to answer. If you write the most worthless crap, I'm going to answer it from now on.
So Knoxville's really listening right now?
Yeah, he's at his hotel listening. And he noticed that it was the Steve-O show, and he told me to call up and say there was something better for you in town so you'd leave.
Yeah, well, I mean, he knows where my heart is.
I could not wait to hear his response.
Steve,
I was on the edge of my seat.
Well, Steve, you know, I love you to death, but you're always at a 10, and right now we need you about a 2.
You are always at a 10.
Yeah, and chances are, we could always use the short answer rather than the long answer.
All right, well, we're also going to be giving each other high fives after the show.
Yes, we are.
So, fuck. Hey, what up?
Yeah,
cheers, dude. It's good to be in Westchester. You know? And my beef is with fucking, I'm getting in the rap game, right? So I need beef, right?
let's talk to John from Pennsylvania right now.
John from Pennsylvania.
I love it. So good.
Yo, John.
Yo, what's up?
What up?
What's up, man?
What it says here on the...
Let's see what he has
to say. What it says here is Steve-O is a jerk. please elaborate.
That's why we let you on the line.
He's sucking my dick already. I can't wait.
What's up, brother?
What's up, John?
Steve is a bitch.
Why is that?
Why?
He just does the dumbest shit ever and thinks he's hard for it.
Well, yeah. Hey, dude, you sit around thinking about it and make phone calls over
and Steve-O is
so
right.
So you just suck my dick.
Steve-O is right.
And that makes you gayer than a wild boy.
He listens. Best comment ever.
That's the best retort I've heard in a long time.
Yo, the guy sat around for 30 minutes waiting to talk to Steve-O. You suck dick.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you suck my dick.
You waited on mine to say that.
If I was listening and I was a Steve-O hater, that reply would just make me like you.
A lot of people think that we hate each other. You know?
Let's hear what he has to say. Let's see what he has to say.
Hey, John, what do you think?
Let's hear your retort, please.
Honestly, I suck all you guys' dick. Nothing wrong with a little bit of rich dick.
hey, dude, talk to Bam.
But why are you hating on Steve-O then?
He's
rich,
and he's not even marginally interesting, too.
Hey, well, why are you calling, man?
Boy.
Well, you wasted your time.
Well, you're very interesting, caller.
Thanks,
hey, dude, pick up a gun and shoot us.
You know what's so funny?
I don't understand why, like, people who, like, hate you or hate the show, like, they'll sit on the fucking phone for 30 minutes and wait to tell you how much they hate you. Like,
I know.
If I hated somebody, I just would simply ignore it. You know
what
I mean?
Exactly. If I was
a Ryan Dunn hater, I wouldn't go on RyanDunn.com. I wouldn't say how much you suck. I just wouldn't think about you.
Exactly.
I will put $1,000 on the table and that guy will listen next week. That guy will listen next week.
He's still listening. Where are you going,
Steve?
Steve-O's grabbing something.
Well, you know what? It actually is 8 o'clock, which means bar time.
But Ellis is on next, and who the fuck cares?
Exactly.
Oh, dude, come the fuck on.
Yo, Novak, what's going on between you and Ellis? Process. Like, how did the rivalry grow so great?
I don't want to talk about this.
I'm
friends with Ellis. You guys can hate him.
I do, but you know what?
I don't want to talk about.
Well, we didn't ask you.
Yeah, but this is my show, and
he's
I don't want to fucking talk about him.
Why are you scared of Ellis?
I just don't. What the fuck? It's just like Novak. You go ahead and hate him. That's fine.
Novak doesn't hate him.
You can talk about it off air, but right now I'm going to play one of my best friends. His name is Hoof Pate.
Are you playing it? Yeah.
He is starting a new band, and he is fucking great.
Amazing.
Like, I didn't know he could sing. I didn't know he could play guitar. And, like, he said that he had a live CD, and live usually sounds like garbage.
Right.
But, like, the fact that I put it in not excited to hear it, and then I heard how fucking good it was, makes me want to take him to a studio, and I'm going to pay for him to have a legit-ass album.
That's fucking.
And I'm going to put it out, and it's great.
You pulled me away from a bar to play it for me, and I was still happy. So it's fucking gold because I didn't like leaving that.
Yeah, I'm into
music.
It. He has seven tracks on this thing. He's gonna have 10 songs. Yeah. I'm gonna make him. You know what? I'm
play
just gonna play it.
Just play it.
The boy with the golden voice.
This is Venomous, and they're going to have to be big time soon. And this is Hoof Pate. He used to be in CKY videos. And fucking, hey, man, I'm going to sign him. I have a record label. Yeah. Why not?
Now enjoy, people.
And then we're out of here. So listen to this shit and then go to the bar.
Oh.
G-Unit.
Huh?
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday.